This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of CNN, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time, that's good, that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, simply and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, get involved in the conversation, right? Get involved with it. Be part of it. Be part of the solution. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. Be part of the solution. Because a lot of people just sit there, you sit around screaming and yelling about what's going on. What are you doing about it? Are you off the couch? Are you actually changing something? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and I mean, go through this over and over and over with you guys. I really do appreciate it, but you need to head up to the website and help support the show. And you know what I mean? There's a donate button up there and a whole bunch of other stuff. Let me get to, I've got so many stories I want to get to. I know I'm not going to get to them all, but I'm going to try like heck. The ousted Planned Parenthood head, and she said that she tried to depoliticize the group. But her comments were around if this really is an organization to help women, then we shouldn't play it in a politics way. She said that she tried to steer the organization towards promoting broad access to women's health care, which included breast exams, cervical cancer screenings, HIV testing, family planning, right? And make sure that those are available at the clinics through every state. Now think about that. Wouldn't that kind of squelch our argument that they only do one thing because they really don't do those other things right now? And Planned Parenthood, they were having nothing to do with it. They got rid of her. I don't think she made it through 8 months, or just barely made it through 8 months. And they were criticizing her and on her case over it. I hope she has a massive severance clause. I hope she nails them big time on this. She said, in the end, I was asked to leave for the same reason I was hired. I was changing the direction of Planned Parenthood. That's what they wanted. Or that's what they said they wanted. She said that she faced pressure from a new board member to prioritize doubling down on abortion rights and advocacy rather than emphasizing the organization's role in providing essential health care. But I thought they were a health care organization. I thought that's exactly what they were supposed to be doing. I thought that's exactly why we were giving them money, right? Seriously. A new Planned Parenthood CEO, Alexis McGill Johnson, she hit the ground running. She says that pro-lifers are racist. But aborting babies, oh, I'm sorry, she gets specific. Aborting black babies is okay. Now think about the racist comment behind this. Right? She thinks it's okay to help black women abort because of their situation. So apparently the majority of black women, you don't have the ability to have children in tough situations. You don't make enough money to take care of kids. You stereotypically are always broke, living in bad communities and bringing kids into the world in a bad way. But we're the racists. Right? The black community has to vote Democrat. Why? Because they're the only ones that will protect them. In other words, they can't take care of themselves. That's not racist. We can't force voter ID because the black community won't be able to vote anymore. Why? Because they're too dumb to go to the DMV or City Hall or anywhere else to get a license. They don't know how to get ID. Now, you guys know, they've been listening for a while. This is all tongue-in-cheek here because we have played clips, we have shown, we have talked about the ability for anybody to get an ID if they need to. It doesn't matter what color you are, where you're at, what town you live in. It's just crazy. These people are just nuts. Now, her play, you know, what was her name? Cecil Richards. Right? She was very, she was great in media interviews. She just looked, you know, we could tear her up. But the average person, when she was talking, it was just, oh, she was just a nice lady. She cared about people, the whole nine yards. This new woman, Dr. Lena Wen, she's very robotic. Right? So anyhow, when you look at this and you look at what's going on and where they're trying to drive people, you can tell how disingenuous they actually are. In a recent op-ed in the Washington, you have to hear this, in the Washington Post, it was filled with bizarre contradictions. She mourned her tragic miscarriage. And again, if you listen to what Planned Parenthood says about that clump of cells, why would she mourn a clump of cells? She used it as an opportunity to promote the violence of abortion. She never referred to her unborn child as a child or human or anything else. Not even as a potential life. This just goes on and on and on with these people. They are and you know, here's the other thing. There was an article, I was going to pull it up and read it, but it drove me nuts. And they talked about how women in the inner city experienced more problems and issues in birth, and many died in birth. And they went on to talk about it, showing that it was mostly the black community. So apparently, it's safer to abort than it is to have a baby. Joe Mason, your host. You'll see the real side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact!
Can you move?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you've been spending with us on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate your time with me. Real quick, we got a win. Seriously, that Minnesota City. Remember the St. Louis Park City Council? Well, they voted to reinstate the pledge on Monday night, you know, really, seriously, after a month. Look, here's the deal. You push back. You need to push back. When the city or your school board or some elected group or elected officials, when they get stupid like this, yeah, can't do the Pledge of Allegiance because somebody might be offended. I mean, give me a break. It's the city of Berkeley did the same thing with the fire departments. Remember, you couldn't have the American flag on the fire trucks because some people were offended by it. They weren't offended by the the U.S. entitlement program some of them were taking advantage of, but they were offended by the flag itself. Just amazing. I think it's a line of hooey myself. But remember what I said. You fight. You keep fighting. You don't give up. Get away from the keyboard. Go out to the school and the city councils, and you fight for what's right for these kids and for the people in the community. You know, I mean, seriously, a couple of city council members even opened their mouths and asked for forgiveness. Think about it. They were obstinate about it the first couple of times. I don't know what the big deal is. I don't know, maybe, but, you know, there are other people in this town. We're a diverse city, blah, blah, blah. It's like, shut up. You're in America. You come to this country, pledge allegiance to this country. Pledge allegiance to the country that welcomed you with open arms. Pledge allegiance to the country that helps you make a better life for you and your kids. Pledge allegiance to the country that, for the most part, is still under the rule of law, which will keep you out of jail just for looking at somebody the wrong way or being shot in the head for talking out against the president like they probably had the country you came from. I mean, seriously, think it through. The freedoms are still so... I mean, we still have it so easy, and that's the problem. I know it sounds kind of goofy, but that's the problem. It's still too easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. You know, I saw something that was almost heartbreaking. Broking? Almost heartbreaking. God, I'll learn how to speak one of these days. Maybe I should go back to my country. Whatever. The recent survey showed that the majority of Chinese kids, when they were polled, you know what they want to be when they grow up? They don't want to be president or anything. No. They want to be astronauts. They aspire to be astronauts. They want to go to the moon and beyond. You know, by the time they make it, they're going to be going to Mars and places like that. They're very, very, very excited. What do the majority of USA kids want to do? American kids? They want to be YouTube podcasters. Let that sink in. They want to be YouTube. They want people to look at them, listen to them. They want people to be all about them. We have ramped up narcissism in this country. We have ramped up the whole me movement. Not the Me Too movement. It's all about me. That's what it should be. We should start a new t-shirt called the All About Me movement. Right? Think about that. And the lunacy of... You know, it falls right in line with all the craziness that's going on. Think about the Dems in changing. They keep moving what we used to call, right? They keep moving the goalposts. It was all about... Remember, it was all about Russian collusion. They had him. No, it's going to be Russian collusion. We're gonna impeach him over Russian collusion. We're going to impeach him over lying. We're going to impeach him over... I mean, when they lose one, they go right on to the next thing. Right? They're like the cat chasing the red dot all over the wall. You know how you have a little laser pointer, you can make your cat a little crazy in the head with it? And now the reason they're going to impeach him is over racism. And not even real racism, perceived racism. You know, the only reason, if you read the reasoning behind impeaching a president, right, it's treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. And then, what is a high crime? I guess that would depend on who's in office. I'll tell you what, if you don't think our founding fathers were geniuses, two-thirds of a vote to impeach the president. Two-thirds of a vote to remove him. They're not going to get it. They're wasting their time. You know, and it's what I used to say to the Republicans when they kept voting to repeal the ACA. Stop it. You're wasting taxpayer dollars and you're wasting time. The president is not, he's going to override anything you do anyhow when Obama was in. And you didn't have two-thirds of the vote to override his veto. So why are you wasting time? You want to do a symbolic thing? Once a year, vote to repeal it and move on. Not 62 times. President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for a conviction of, not thinking it might be true, but actually convicting the President of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. So I guess now we have changed that. To an accusation of. You don't have to be You no longer have to be convicted of the crime, just accused of it. A misdemeanor is any lesser criminal act in some common law legal system. Misdemeanors are generally punished less severely than felonies, but theoretically more so than administrative infractions or regulations. That's according to the dictionary. Now think about that. So if that's the case, every president we've had in modern history could have been impeached and moved out. Right? They've lied. Look at Nixon. And then we can move on from there with the lies that were told and things were done. I mean, Jimmy Carter should have been removed just for being inept. But I guess that's not the reason it's not in there. Tomorrow, they're going to celebrate, the 50th anniversary or what have you, of the walking on the moon? I mean, and that's not a little thing. I mean, that's a big deal. I got it. Well, the astronauts were pretty upset, or some of them were anyway, today, that we haven't moved along further, or NASA hasn't moved us along further in the space programs. And I don't blame them. We should have been moving further. We got some of our best technology from NASA, from the space programs. Somehow, Mr. Obama thought that it wasn't worth the money, it wasn't worth the time, and it wasn't worth the aggravation. But 69 was a really interesting year. Right? Remember that guy they called a lion of the Senate? Now, I know he's dead, and you're not supposed to make fun of the dead. I'm not making fun of him. I'm speaking fact here. Remember the lion of the Senate? 50 years ago, today, Senator Edward Kennedy left a party at Chappaquiddick Island near Martha's Vineyard with Mary Jo Kopechne, who was 28 at the time. And Kennedy's car went off the bridge into the water. Somehow Kennedy was able to escape. Kopechne drowned, but Kennedy didn't report it until the next day. Why do you think that was? Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
U.S. officials say Iran has seized two commercial oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, one from Britain and one at Liberian flagship. President Donald Trump says Iran is proving they're untrustworthy.
So we're going to be speaking with the U.K., and this only goes to show what I'm saying about Iran. Trouble. Nothing but trouble.
The Liberian tanker was released. A delegation of Democratic senators made a trip to an illegal immigrant detention facility in McAllen, Texas, Friday, where they got a first-hand look at the condition of people being held there. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said what he saw saddened him deeply.
To see these people, particularly the children, treated in such inhumane conditions just tears at your heartstrings and really makes you feel awful.
The administration says conditions show more money is needed from Congress for adequate care. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You know, listen to the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the part of the solution. Not part of the problem, but part of the solution. And I really do appreciate that. If you've just joined us, you know, this is like smorgasbord hour. We're doing every story we can get our hands on. I was talking about earlier. You know, again, they all say, oh, you can't talk ill of the dead. I'm not talking ill of the dead. I'm simply was stating a fact that 50 years ago today, Senator Edward Kennedy was the one that, Mary Jo Kopechne drowned in his car. And somehow he was able to walk away. And not reported to the next day, and he got away with it. You need to go look at this story and see truly what went down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if you catch the fact that Chinese kids, see, this is what I'm talking about, what we've done to our children, you know? I'm always screaming about that. The majority of Chinese kids in a recent poll want to become astronauts. The majority of American kids, they want to become YouTube sensations. Isn't that wonderful? We were on the abortion story a little bit ago. Black sheriff says that if black lives really mattered, they would protest at abortion clinics. Okay? This is a black sheriff. This isn't Joe pretending to be black or caring about black or caring about black issues, because that's what I always get from you. CNN's Poppy Harlow interviewed Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark about the recent protests. Black community have sparked way back when we were told that they were killing blacks in the streets. Remember that? Cops were getting dressed up and they were killing blacks in the streets. At the time, he asked the sheriff, about a tweet he sent out implying that if Black Lives Mattered, protesters would be outside abortion clinics because of the high number of black babies killed by abortion. I didn't even think about it. The tweet was sent by Sheriff Clark, a black man, right? It was sent to Mitch Smith, a journalist in Chicago. Right? He said, if these fake protesters were asked by the media about all the black or on-black killing or black babies aborted in the U.S. every year, he'd tell them to go protest out in front of a Planned Parenthood facility. You know, and Clark was never one, or is never one still. Not to tell you what he feels, what he thinks. And I've always said the same thing. You know, these guys, it's fake outrage. When they start screaming about the kids at the border being ripped away from their moms, fake outrage. You know why? Because who did it? They didn't scream about it when Obama did it. If you look at the numbers of deportations, yes, Obama actually did more than President Trump had, but Trump's only been in there a couple of years. Give him time. He'll catch up. I guarantee it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. MSNBC, almost gone, the network that is almost gone. I mean, look, they're all so low in ratings. I don't know how they can hang in there. I don't know how they, unless these sponsors are so far left, they don't care whether they reach anybody or not. They're just going to keep buying time on CNN, MSNBC, and those types. What is this guy's name? I can never remember this guy's full name. And I hate that. Chris Hayes. What? Just Chris Hayes. He says Trump's base must have a heart ripped out, destroyed, and be banished. Now, is there... Where's the outrage? I'm waiting to hear those peace loving love Trump's haters come out on this and start talking about how this was wrong, this was bad. But Chris told his listeners, his viewers, whatever, all 12 of them, that the fate of the nation may rest on one thing: ripping out the heart of President Trump's base of support and banishing them to the darkness. The All-In host said that Mr. Trump's critics are in a precarious place because those who attend the Republican rallies aren't interested in principles. That's right, Republicans have no principles, don't you know that? We don't stand for life, liberty, and the true pursuit of happiness. Instead, he said, crowds chanting, send her back, regarding Representative Omar. They reveal their own American-ness and primacy. Now, think about something. Again, I'm not going to keep explaining this forever. But when they said center back, she hates it here. She hates us. She hates what we stand for. Go back to where your family came from. Must be a great place. If you hate this place, where else would you go? Right? Trump doesn't care all about the EPA policy or labor or Iran, really, or anything other than making money. See, they hate the guy. But it's funny because they love guys like Stiers and Soros. All the rich guys, they love them. Right? He says the presidency allows him to do with public dollars anything he wants to do, help his friends out in the whole night. Like it's a free-for-all, and that's what he does. I'm sorry. Who gave away the bulk of the money? See, it's really funny how they always accuse us of exactly what they're doing. Right? And the reason you don't hear many chants at their outings, at their events, is, you know, the 25 people that show up can't chant that loud. You'd never hear them, would you? So, are there people that aren't quite right at every event? Yes. I think send her back, Probably not the smartest thing to do right now. Just like I think though President Trump's tweet was not racist, the timing was terrible. I would have let them, you know, they were eating each other up. Right? They were eating each other up, the Dems were, from inside. I would have sat back with a Pepsi and a bag of popcorn and watched that take place. I think they're crazy for not letting that grow. Do you guys remember when David Duke, I guess he endorsed the president, or he talked positively about Trump. And the media went crazy because he wouldn't push back on the endorsement or push back on the words that were said. Right? Well, David Duke, or Dave Duke, I don't even know what the heck are they calling him. earlier this year. Remember, he came out and he gave Omar, he praises on Representative Omar. Right? Did she say she didn't want anything to do with him? I looked, I couldn't find it. I might be wrong. It wouldn't be the first time I missed it. But David Duke, the former KKK Grand Wizard, he's spoken out in favor of the Congresswoman. Love the fact that she accused Jewish lawmakers of dual loyalty, right, attributed to Israel. Love the fact that she said that Israel had hypnotized the world. Did they come out against him? Because I don't see it. Isn't that great? That's why I keep telling you, they're damn double standards. There's nothing honest about it. It's damn double standards. It's really that simple. I love some of these stories. Here's a good one. Colorado State has a new guide that says that this is a college now, right? It says avoid using America or American. Or even terms like it's simply common sense. Because they're not inclusive. That's right. You're right. Because if you have no common sense, you're an idiot. You're not included with the regular, with the people with some sense. Colorado State Chancellor said that the guide advising students not to use more than 100 terms, such as American and cakewalk, is mostly common sense. CSU System Chancellor Tony Frank, he made a statement regarding the inclusivity language guide. CSU's online guide compiled by the school's Inclusive Communications Task Force, where your tax dollars are being well spent, don't you think? Inclusive Communications Task Force. Sweet Jesus. How many ways can you come up with to waste money? Oh, CSU's online guide compiled by the school's Inclusive Communications Task Force. I can't get past that. Help me out. We're going to go to break. Let's see if I can lodge this loose. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Be back in a few minutes.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. There's a bunch of things you can do up there, including donating some money. There's a donate button up there. You can buy a coffee mug. You can buy a T-shirt. A whole bunch of stuff, you know. I got some T-shirts out. One of them says hashtag stand, or what we old-timers call pound stand for America. How can they get upset about that? Red shirt, white lettering. You can check it out in the store. The coffee mug. There's so many ways you can get involved, so many ways you can help support the show. Also, grab the Android and Apple apps. Pull them down. Depending on the kind of phone you have. You guys know how to do it. You got a phone, you know how to do it already. It's The Real Side with Joe Messina. And right now they're in the pseudo beta version. So if you pull it down, tell me what works, what doesn't work, what you like, what do you like, how you'd like to see it flow, and we'll make some changes here shortly. All right. So we're talking about now, all of a sudden, the college, one college in particular, but I'm sure the fall suit always does. The Colorado State University system has released a language guide of over 100 words you really shouldn't use. And the guide was the beautiest. The guide was put together by the school's Inclusive Communications Task Force. I just find it interesting that they have a... like word police. Now, you have to use these words so that everybody on campus will feel welcome. Let me put it to you bluntly. If you call me a they or a them, I'm not going to feel included. Matter of fact, I'll put it this way. I'm a large man, so I'm going to feel insulted. Am I so big that you think there's several of us here? Because I was always taught in school that they or them were multiples, were plurals. So if you look at me and say they, then what you're inferring is that I'm so fat that I actually take up the place of two or three or four people, and I'll be looking for some kind of compensation for, you know, I don't want a safe space. I want compensation, actual dollars for how bad you made me feel. And it may go on for a long time because I don't know how long it'll be before I get rid of those feelings. This is how stupid this is. The fact that an informal group at CSU staff worked at this guide? They put together an internal guide for inclusive language? You ever see some of the stuff that young kids come up with when you make them feel important? Make them feel like everything they have to say has a meaning, is real, is right and proper? They tried to say that most of the conversation, most of the suggestions were common sense. I don't know on what planet. So America and American are words you shouldn't be used, right? You shouldn't use terms like handicap parking. You shouldn't use terms like male female. Now, they say these are common sense things we should know. Male, female, straight, war, cakewalk. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I don't know. Why is that bad? Not even really the language. Eskimo, freshman, hip, hip, hooray. Holding down the fort, starving. Well, see, I don't say starving. I always say I'm starving. It's not quite the same. Close. Can't say policeman. Right? Every one of these terms, they consider not inclusive. These people are sick. And your tax money's paying for this. Your kids are going to these schools. How many of you know this is going on in college campuses? It's craziness. 855-5732-5563. Okay. Students say that a quote that is played for them, they feel is racist. The problem is they attribute it to somebody whose it isn't. Take a listen. Maybe. There you go.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're going to be asking students for their opinion on the policy of deporting people that are illegally here and have broken the law. We're going to be reading them a quote in support of that policy, but what they don't know is the quote is actually President Obama's from 2014. Will that change their opinion? Let's find out. Donald Trump announced this past week that he would be urging ICE and other administration authorities to seek out people living here illegally that have broken the law to deport them. So I have a quote for you here that's been making the rounds on social media about the deportation of criminal illegal aliens. We are a nation of laws. Undocumented workers broke our laws, and I believe they must be held accountable, especially those who may be dangerous. That's why over the past 6 years, deportations of criminals are up 80%, and we're going to keep focusing on threats to our security. What's your thought on that quote and that policy in general?
I think that policy comes from a place of, like, white American nationalism. Donald Trump has kind of, like, embraced this rhetoric of, like, racism and xenophobia that is not beneficial to our country at all.
Now think about this, all right? These people have been so brainwashed on college campuses that if it's negative whatsoever in any way, shape, manner, or form, it has to belong to a Republican. It has to belong to Donald Trump. That's what you have allowed these professors to do.
I think that quote really stands true. This administration has totally not done anything moral.
This is really awful.
Amnesty does not necessarily mean that we're losing border security. I think that Trump feels that way.
I think that's a bad decision because, like, the United States should be open to, like, immigrants. Like, it's like they call it land of the free for a reason.
We just have to advocate for those kind of people.
We call it the land of the free because you don't get thrown into jail for taking on the government. You have the freedom to pursue happiness.
People like in Congress, like Ocasio-Cortez, who is helping people overcome these kinds of things.
Crimes do not nullify.
Cortez is helping people overcome
by your humanity, and people are coming here in search of opportunity.
I'm going to show you the person that said that quote.
Undocumented workers.
Is that surprising?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why is that surprising?
Because I thought it was the Trump administration that said something like that.
Yeah, it's quite surprising. I thought it was from Trump.
I didn't expect it to be Obama either.
Why did you not expect it to be Obama?
Because not a mom working hard to provide for her. I guess I don't know. Like, it never occurred to me.
Because my professor told me Obama wasn't like that.
That it could be Obama.
Is that surprising that it's a quote from President Obama?
Yeah, that is surprising for sure, yeah.
Do you think it's still a practice of white nationalism, though, to deport criminal legal aliens?
I think the way Trump's doing it is.
Okay.
You mean, even though he's doing it exactly like Obama did it? You see, hate is a deep thing. Brainwashing is a deep thing. Now, this is a Dem somewhere or Lib somewhere listening and watching this, and they're so excited that to be able to twist these moldable little minds.
What? But President Obama, to this point in Trump's presidency, Obama actually deported more people, though. So it's in practice, it was more from Obama, though.
What's your question?
I'd say.
My question is, how stupid can you be?
My understanding of Obama versus Trump is that Obama was more liberal as far as amnesty and border security. I expected that quote to come from Trump.
Yeah. I mean, it just shows the hypocrisy in politics. So one person can say something 5 years ago, and next thing you know, it doesn't apply to them anymore, and that they can now be the morality police for whoever is in charge now.
Does that change your opinion of the practice to know that President Obama did the same thing? Actually, to this point in his presidency, deported more people than President Trump had at this point.
No. Again, I just think that there's a moral way to do it, and I don't know a ton about Obama's deportation.
Now, this has been my argument forever if you've been listening to the show. Why is it these young people feel a need that they have to have an opinion with absolutely no basis of fact, with absolutely no information? They don't study on their own. They don't look into it on their own, but they have something to say about it because their professor told them.
And policies, but I imagine that they were a lot more humane than the ones currently going on.
Oh, well, hello there. I'm Kappa Phillips with Campus Reform.
Yeah, so, you know, with that Campus Reform for these clips, I use them on a regular basis. But for a reason, though, you look at this, you look at what's going on, right? You look at how these kids thought it was Trump. There was, and I say kids because that's exactly what they are. They're kids. And you give them all the credit you want in other areas if you want. Some of you, they're still kids. And the professors got them so hoodwinked, got them believing so much garbage, that even when they hear something that makes them feel bad, sounds inhumane, sounds like something they don't want, it has to be a Trumpism. Has to be. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, coming up in the next hour, we have got Dan Pilla, the tax man. And you know what? Don't be afraid of the IRS. I mean, seriously, don't be afraid of the IRS. There are ways to work with them. There are ways to work, I won't say around them, but work within their guidelines. So you see the letter, don't pass out. Seriously. Get involved in the conversation. Get involved in the process. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can give me your email address. You can donate a few bucks. I mean, there's so much to do on the website. Check it out. I am Joe Messina, your host, always. And I mean this sincerely. I always appreciate the time you spend with us. I always appreciate the time you spend on the air and working with us or listening to us, I should say. Let your friends know, your loved ones know, your unloved ones know about the show, what we got going on here. You know, we'll be back. Some of you will be back in a few minutes. Others, if your station doesn't carry the show all the way through, ask them to if they can't get the app and you can listen to it afterward. We'll be back in a few minutes.